Old Testament teaching that the wealthy find reassuring. 1. Private property is not wrong. The Bible's encouragement of generosity and its prohibition of theft assume the sanctity of personal ownership. Injunctions against stealing and covetousness, on the one hand, and provision for the protection of one's possessions, on the other, make sense only if ownership is presumed. Quote, "You shall not steal." Exodus 20:15, CF. Deuteronomy 5:19. "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." Exodus 20:17, CF. Deuteronomy 5:21. 1. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it, he must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. 2. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed. 3. But if it happens after sunrise, he is guilty of bloodshed. The thief must